Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
66 degrees with just a few clouds here in Hudson Square. A fair and cool night is on the way. We'll be in the 50s in the city, upper 40s, low 50s in the suburbs. And Wednesday, we'll have sun mixing with clouds at a high around 70. Again, 66.
Tents are going up in the parking lot at Orchard Beach in the Bronx, where Mayor Adams wants to house asylum seekers who've been bussed here. WCBS's Steve Burns reports the mayor is standing behind his strategy.
Despite very loud claims to the contrary from advocates, Mayor Adams says his tent's plan is humane and compassionate.
We want to make sure that we bring people into a safe, clean environment as we process them for a few days.
Climate-controlled tents are going up at Orchard Beach, set to house newly arrived asylum seekers in the next few weeks. Lawmakers and advocates have used words like ridiculous, alarming, and disturbing to describe the plan.
And to those who are saying, is it humane to use tents? I mean, like, what are people talking about? There was a tent in Central Park during COVID.
The mayor also says migrants will not be subject to protections under the city's right to shelter law. It guarantees homeless New Yorkers things like lockers, laundry, and toiletries.
The migrant crisis is outside of the housing initiative that we're doing in city for right to shelter.
With the mayor in Inwood, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
New research suggests children who were in utero during Hurricane Sandy are feeling its effects now. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond explains.
The study found children whose pregnant mothers suffered stress during and after the storm were more likely to suffer from anxiety, depression, phobias, ADHD, and oppositional defiant disorder. Yoko Nomura at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai and the CUNY Graduate Center was the study's lead author.
Children may look just like other children, but when they face with something else, maybe they react differently because they have those vulnerability factors already programmed in their sort of system, so to speak.
With global warming and more severe storms, Nomura is hoping the findings can help expectant mothers understand the stresses associated with severe weather events and get help. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Mayor Adams is back in New York after visiting areas of Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic damaged by Hurricane Fiona. The mayor says he was floored by what he saw.
We have so much abundance here. And if you don't believe we do, then you really need to go on the front line and see the makeshift housing that people are living through without electricity. That gives way to a lack of running water.
11 staffers from the city's emergency management office are staying in Puerto Rico to help residents fill out forms for FEMA aid. Mayor Adams says the island is New York City's sixth borough and needs our help.
A first-of-its-kind bill being introduced in the city council this week would protect people with tattoos from discrimination. Many employers have rules banning visible tattoos, and social stigma has prevented some people with ink from getting a job, an apartment, or applying for social services. This bill would prevent employers, housing, and service providers from denying access to people with tattoos. The legislation would not apply to people with hate symbols or hate speech tattoos. Any business that requires tattoos to be covered as part of the job would also be exempt. The legislation will be introduced on Thursday.
In the Weather Center, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen with a nice quiet week. That's just what we want.
That's what we want up here. And, of course, the Met game will go off without a hitch in terms of weather. The Marlins have a covered stadium, right? It's a movable stadium. Because if they were playing down there, there's no way that they would be able to get this game in because it's already raining in the southern third of the state of Florida. Fair and cool cool for us tonight and tomorrow, close to 55 in the city, upper 40s to low 50s in the suburbs. The sun mixes with clouds on Wednesday with highs up around 70. Thursday and Friday, it's mostly sunny and both days up between 64 and 68, so a nice fall feel to it to close out the week. 66 right now, humidity 50% with a west wind at 8.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.